In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. In this we have known the love of God, because he has laid down his life for us. Dear faithful, today is the second Sunday after Pentecost. In some missals, it is referred to as the Sunday within the octave of Corpus Christi. It is placed in the liturgical calendar in such a way that it is always after the feast of Corpus Christi and before the feast of the Sacred Heart and the feast of the Precious Blood. These three feasts constitute a certain unity in that they work together to demonstrate God's love for us under three different aspects. First of all, the feast of Corpus Christi, literally the body of Christ, commemorated the institution of the Mass and the Blessed Sacrament. It did so in a way that emphasized primarily the hospitality and friendship of God. We celebrated the love of God, which induced him to give us his very body and blood as our nourishment, which induced him to personally remain with his people in all the tabernacles of the world, which induced him to be available to us, to console us in time of trouble. Corpus Christi emphasized the fraternity of God, who invites us to his supper to break the bread of life with us. The feast of Corpus Christi will come on July 1st, month dedicated to the Precious Blood. And it also commemorates the God's love for us. But its emphasis is on the sacrificial nature of that love. How Jesus literally poured out his blood for us on the cross. How his blood washes us clean from our sins. And how we receive that saving blood in Holy Communion. How it is mystically poured out in union with a cross at every Mass. And coming between these two extremes of God's love, this Friday, we will celebrate the Feast of the Sacred Heart, a sort of symbolic representation of Jesus' love for us, which incorporates both the sacrificial aspect. We think of his heart being pierced with a lance as he hung on the cross, and which also incorporates the idea of personal friendship and consolation. We think of Jesus waiting patiently for us in the tabernacle, hoping that we will come to visit him. Again, all three of these feasts make a unity. The love of God for his people joining the Last Supper with the sacrifice of the cross. In thinking about these three feasts, we are convinced that the Church has read this particular gospel today for a reason. It is intended to strike home, to confront us with the way we have treated God's love, and particularly his hospitality. We are reminded what it is like to give a party and then to have only a few of the invited guests show up. We have all had the experience of the man who was giving the supper. You plan a celebration, you really work at getting things nice. All your friends were in. All your friends say they will attend. But at the last minute, the phone doesn't stop ringing with people making excuses. The friends you really wanted to spend time with all had something else that just had to do. It's a feeling of disappointment because it's a feeling of rejection. Your attempt to share the fruits of your labors has been rejected. People who call themselves your friends don't want to break bread with you, and you feel embarrassed. This parable that we hear today is intending to confront us with the fact that we often treat Jesus in exactly the same way. We attend Sunday Mass because we have to, simply to avoid committing a mortal sin. And we find excuses even to avoid Sunday Mass often enough, even though they are just as important, we find even more excuses to miss Mass on holidays of obligation because we had to go to vacations and we found the perfect cheapest flight. Good for us, but not good for God. I have bought a farm. I have married a wife. I had to go to a party. Some of the excuses are pretty valid, although others are less so. The point is that we work hard to justify staying away when we should be working even harder to find a way to come and attend our Lord's great festivity. We work hard to justify staying away when we should be working even harder to do our duties. To be a peacemaker and not a divider in our family. We should be working even harder to avoid on our prayer life, giving more time to God. This summer, we all have more time to attend daily Mass, to attend adoration of the Blessed Sacrament on Friday. There is no school, so you have more time to come and to spend a few minutes with your family to be with God. He is, after all, a famous person. So, please, let's start to give more consideration to attending Mass as often as possible. More consideration to doing our duties regarding God and those we love. Sundays, holidays, and Grace Feast, certainly, but also try to come once in a while when it's a day of no particular importance. Let's come once in a while just to make a visit with our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. Let's not make Him feel as though He has been stood up. That's very important, dear faithful, dear friends, because there is something of a warning, not a threat, but a warning implied in the closing words of today's Gospel. Let us not make Him feel as though He has been stood up, lest we miss out on the eternal supper of our Lord and hear him say of us that none of these that were invited shall taste of my supper. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.